Welcome to another edition of Health Matters. Dr. Michelle Wright here, British trained doctor and medical director of first aid training and health education company Health First. Cardiovascular disease is the term used to describe diseases of the heart and the blood vessels in the body. The cardiovascular diseases are largely caused by fatty deposits known as atheroma that can build up and cause blockage of blood vessels. If this happens in the artery blood vessels of the heart, it can lead to a heart attack. And if it happens in the artery blood vessels in the brain, it can lead to a stroke. Cardiovascular disease is the world's biggest killer. According to the World Health Organization, 17.5 million people die from it each year. That accounts for around a third of deaths worldwide. Talking about heart attacks specifically, I'm often asked how common heart attacks are in women compared to men, and also whether there's a difference in heart attack symptoms between men and women. I must say that generally in the media, it's usually men who are portrayed as the ones having the heart attacks. And it's true that heart attacks are more common in men than in women, and men tend to get them earlier in life. But women can have heart attacks too. Actually, if you look at the statistics, heart attacks kill more women each year than breast cancer does. In terms of heart attack symptoms, everyone thinks of the classic symptom of a heart attack as chest pain. This tends to be central chest pain that people describe as crushing, like a strong pressure right in the middle of their chest. The pain may also travel up to their neck or their jaw, generally on the left side, and also down the left arm, but sometimes both arms can be affected. Classically, the person feels short of breath as well, and they may feel nauseous or start vomiting. They can break out in a cold sweat and also feel dizzy or lightheaded. But what about women? Is there a difference? Well, women can experience these typical symptoms that I've just described. However, women are more likely than men to have what we would call atypical symptoms if they're having a heart attack. This means that they may not have as much in the way of chest pain. For example, arm pain might be the main feature, or sometimes upper abdominal pain. Shortness of breath may also be more prominent, as well as the other symptoms of nausea and vomiting that we talked about. Anxiety, disturbed sleep, and feeling extremely tired over the previous few days are other symptoms that women who've had a heart attack tend to report. The bottom line is that regardless of your gender, if you experience any of the symptoms that I've just described and they're not going away, then it could possibly be a heart attack. Don't ignore it. Get yourself checked out. This will often mean calling 144 for an ambulance if you're in Switzerland. If it does turn out to be a heart attack, the sooner you get help, the more likely you are to fully recover. And as always, prevention is better than cure. Try to tackle any risk factors for cardiovascular disease that you may have right now. Get out and do some physical activity. Watch your weight and what you're eating. Quit smoking and drink alcohol sensibly within the recommended limits. And go and have a checkup with your doctor, particularly if you have a family history of heart attack or stroke. Measure your blood pressure and get your sugar and cholesterol levels tested. Talk to your doctor about your individual cardiovascular disease risk and whether there is anything that they would recommend for your personal situation. This has been Health Matters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.